How do you continue to show up? And for instance, if this brother over here, when he was approached with that mistake that he made, said, "No, I didn't. You know, that, you know, I was fine in that." Then how did the brother that tried to correct him in love? How do you continue to show love when, in the case of Abraham and Lot, they separated? How do you? In a very, it's a very practical question.
That question. I think the key lies going back to the very definition that we started with. Is really, is it before God? It's an attitude that we're really looking at. The attitude that we want to cultivate is the attitude that says what we desire most and foremost is the honor and glory of God. That has to be, that's what godliness is really about. It, that the desire of every relationship is that God is going to be honored from it. And so, if I approach someone, it's not because I know more than him and I desire to correct him just because I know I could correct him. If it's not with the desire to gain, if it's not with the desire to build up, if it's not with the desire that I see the bigger picture, that we are related because together we can display something that we individually cannot display that's based in love, then I'm going to move in the wrong direction. Now, to Paul's question about it may require a separation, but that's not always the solution. In difficulty and in when there's a difference of opinion, the one mind I think that comes up is really if we both have the desire that God be honored, then we're all going to be taking the humble place because we all could possibly be wrong.
Amen.
And very often what happens is we don't take that position, we don't have that attitude because we're not thinking and acting in a godly fashion, and as a result, we become entranced or entrenched in the position that we hold, and we're not seeking God's glory in the resolution of the discussion or whatever the point is.
It's to if we read some of the verses in Philippians, and that's to be of the same mind in the Lord. And that's the most important, that it has to be for the Lord's honor. And so we look for the Lord's glory in that. And obviously the love of God should shine out.
I was just going to add on the separation part. I think we should remember in this particular instance, in Genesis 13, the separation between Abram and Lot was not because Lot was a sinful man. It was a separation because they were in the same pastures, and there were too many of them for the same pastures. So I'm not saying there's no spiritual lesson in all of that, but I'm saying in this context, the separation was, I won't say only a practical matter, but it was very much related to the fact that there just wasn't enough space for them, and it was causing a bad testimony because not Abram and Lot were not getting along together. It's their workers, their herdsmen, were fighting over the same pasture land, and the need was, let's go someplace where there's enough pasture land for both of us. Now, Lot ended up in another place, but the separation was not, it's not the separation we often talk about, I think, here, where there is sin in an area that leads us to that point. I will say something that you may think goes too far, and we can talk about it if you do, but I would almost tend to say separation is usually not the answer. I would tend to say that. That's not to say that it's not the answer. And we see that there are occasions when it was required. But usually, separation is not the answer. And we have developed the habit often of saying, well, we don't agree, and I would suggest we misapply the scripture, can two walk together except they be agreed. And since we don't agree on 100% of everything, eye to eye, and I like vanilla ice cream and you like chocolate, we almost take it to that extreme sometimes. And, well, you know, the chocolate eaters, I just can't have any more fellowship with the chocolate eaters or something like that. I don't mean to make light of it, but we have to guard ourselves from the tendency of saying, because we see things a different way, the answer is separation. It's mostly not. The answer is conflict resolution, which is not a scriptural term, but for which there are many, many scriptural principles that should be brought to bear on the situation.
I would just like to add one thought as to the attitude which Abraham shows, and this is really a beautiful example for us. You see, he was really the older one, and Lot was his nephew. So you could expect that, okay, he decides now the issue. But no, what does he do? He doesn't use his rights in any way, but he says to Lot, listen, take the choice. He doesn't insist on his rights. And I think that is an important point for us, if there are difficulties in our relations, that we don't insist on our rights. Abraham didn't do so. And that's exactly the mind of the Lord Jesus, mm-hmm. as it had been before us in Philippians 2. One brother has mentioned this passage. Let this mind be in you. Mm-hmm. The Lord Jesus, he had all rights when he came here, but he didn't make use of them. Mm-hmm. And may the Lord help us to have a similar attitude. Mm-hmm.